Today's guest is the lovely Bernadette Becker, who is the owner and managing director of the Herbal Energy Center in New Zealand and the creators of Homeo Botanicals. I've known about Homeo Botanicals for many years from my time of living in New Zealand, as they are very popular over there. But it wasn't until I got to meet Bernie in person at the AHA conference in Brisbane in November last year, and she gave me a little bottle of Revive and Thrive, that I really got to experience the effects of these beautiful remedies for myself. Bernie really saved my weekend with that remedy. Bernie will be sharing with us today about the range of Homeo Botanical remedies, which can be used as a standalone treatment or can be incorporated in our existing practice. To enroll in the Homeo Botanical courses or purchase the range of Homeo Botanicals for your own clinic, visit www.homeobotanicals.com. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Homeopathy Hangout, where we discuss all things homeopathy from around the world. And now my mum and your host, Eugenie Kruger.
Hello, homies, and a very warm welcome to Homeopathy Hangout. Today, we get to chat with Bernadette Becker in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, and welcome, everyone. I hope you find this little chat interesting and encouraging you to investigate further.
Amazing. Bernie, I just want to say it was so lovely to meet you at the AHA conference in November. I actually just got to interview Kim Aaliyah this morning as well, and you know, got to meet him at the conference too. And it's just so different after you had a chance to meet somebody in person and connect in that way, and then you get to see them online, and there's just this connection. It's just, I love it. It's really nice. Yeah.
And the conference is so amazing. To me, it's my must attend every 2 years. I enjoy it, even though I'm not a homeopath, I'm a naturopath and a herbalist. Back when I did my training, we had a good grounding in homeopathy. So I've always had a love of it and amazed it could be achieved.
And I have to tell you, I think it was all the Wi-Fi in that hotel, but I had the worst sleep ever because we live rural here. So we haven't got any other houses near us, nobody else's Wi-Fi. But my body was literally buzzing while I was at that conference. I had such a bad sleep. And then you came along and you gave me this little bottle I've got here in my hand, Revive and Thrive. And it was so helpful. And at the end of the conference, you were so generous and you gave this whole set of Homeo Botanicals and the Materia Medica book. I think it was worth like, I don't know, $400 or $500, and you put it up for auction and all the money was to go to the AHA and people were bidding. And I am happy to report that I won the bid. So I have the full set in my clinic now and the book, and I've had a flick through it, but because it's quite new to me and it's different to homeopathics, I have been looking forward to our chat today. So I feel like after today, I'm going to like really get into them. But maybe do you want to start us off with telling us a little bit about your background, and then we'll go into Homeo Botanicals and what it is?
Well, I did everything in reverse. I started my training in Australia and then moved across to New Zealand and, you know, had a little one. So while I was trying to keep my brain active, I came across this course on home botanical therapy. So I inquired and said, look, I've started papers in Australia. Can I join? And they said, yes. So I did it that way. So I actually got my certificate back in 1996. For home botanicals. So I have been using them for a while. Went back in and completed, because back then it was actually really hard to cross-credit stuff from Australia to New Zealand. So I restarted naturopathy again and really enjoyed it. So I've been around and about since 2000, 2001, and with my qualifications, and based in Auckland, really enjoying it. What brought me to natural health and why I love home botanicals so much was my own health issues and that of my children. So it allowed me a way to keep people that I love really well. And, you know, I think that's very similar to quite a few of our other practitioners. But yeah, I enjoy it. I've been running the company Herbal Energy since 2007. I had worked with Brian Murray and his wife, Amy, had been their consultant, had been president of the Home Botanical Institute, and then the opportunity came up to buy the business. And I was lucky enough to be able to do so. And so I've enjoyed every moment of the journey.
Wow, that is so cool. And can you tell us a little bit about the company? So how did Brian and Amy start it? How did it come about?
started way back in the early 1980s, and Brian and Amy had clinics in South Auckland and West Auckland, which is the poorer end of towns, to put nicely. And in a lot of the cases, patients could not afford, they struggled to pay the herbalist, could not afford the medicine. So they were trying to work out how to do this. Brian loved his herbs, but he was also a trained homeopath. And when homeopaths tell me that they don't like the name Home Botanicals, I go, Brian was the homeopath, he chose it. I'm just honouring the history. And he worked together, putting formulas together that would be low potentized herbal formulas, but would be costing perhaps an hour's way of the person's wage. So currently, our little 25 ml bottles, are probably in New Zealand around $20 to $25 for a 3 to 4 week supply for your patient. You know, we do not enforce that. That's the philosophy behind it. We try to be affordable. Mm. You know, so one of the goals of it. Home Botanicals started out as Lincoln Herbs, and they were all single herbal formulas. But then Brian and his colleagues blended them into different combinations so that we've got the formulas we see today, which is the classical range covers A to Z and numbers. And then we have a cream activator range so practitioners can make their own creams to suit their clients. And we've got a New Zealand native herb range, which again was put together at the request of elders. So to save New Zealand herbs, because they were worried about how much was disappearing. So, you know, we try to do our best for all communities and help everyone through whatever disaster they're going. The Revive and Thrive that you and I have both been taking was very useful down in Napier after the cyclones. We did free clinics, well, the naturopathic organisation did free clinics down there, and we just set them down so people could just be given them and dispense them. I turned up for a couple of them and actually left a full set of Home Botanicals down there so the ladies could mix and match if something else was needed from Revive and Thrive.
Amazing. And I love that you've got some of the Māori plants in there as well, because when I studied at South Pacific College of Natural Medicine, we did do some rongoā Māori, and kawakawa is, you know, that's one of the, you know, one of the ones I can remember, but that stuff is magical. And like you say, if you are doing it in a homeobotanical formula rather than the crude herb, you're just able to, you know, the plants are not under so much stress as something like this becomes more popular. What we've seen happen with golden seal, we know all the naturopaths have jumped on it worldwide, and it's become, I don't know if it's still endangered or if it's come out of that yet, but this is the beauty of something like homeobotanicals or homeopathy, where we need minute amounts of the substance and we can achieve the same or better results.
And we're very lucky with golden seal that in Australia, MediHerb have been able to cultivate it commercially. So you will see golden seal in our range, but we get it through MediHerb because we can guarantee them it is not
sustainably sourced.
I try to be ethical in all that I do. I believe in karma. I really enjoy good karma, so I try to give it out as much as possible.
Beautiful. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the homeobotanicals? So what exactly are they? Are they succussed like homeopathics? How long do they last? Like, can you overdose on them? Like, just the difference between homeobotanicals and homeopathy, because, you know, we've got mostly homeopaths listening to the show, so they're going to be like, what is this homeobotanical thing?
Well, we're totally different from homeopathics. We have the principles, but how they start is we put together herbal formulas. And then so you've got, if you like, your mother tincture, and then we dilute them as a cuss. But we're not using Hahnemann's principles of just putting one drop into a bottle, succussing it, taking another drop and doing it. So we're diluting them and then we succuss them. Our magic number is 40. But when the practitioner, so then that's your concentrate. Let me get a little bottle. So I should have thought to have one ready.
Well, I'm actually really annoyed at myself because the stock that I bought from you at the auction and my book is at the clinic. I'm so annoyed because I would love to show them off here. But yeah, so you've got, is that the stock bottle that you've got there?
That's a concentrate.
Okay.
So then the practitioner, after the consultation, and as we know, things come up and they'll either, if they know their charts and know the ranges really well, they'll just go, add this, this, and this. But if not, using your chart is a really good way to do it. And for a 25 ml bottle, like our Revive and Thrive, you're putting 5 ml of concentrate to 20 ml of base. And well, that can be, because it's a mix and match range, like you might just want to put C for colds, or you might want to then go, hang on, they've got sinusitis too, so how about we put an A for allergy? You know, a bit run down, it's boosts their immune system. So you might put in 3 or 4. Some people put in 5 and do 1 mil of each. And then the practitioner needs to discuss them again 40 times. And then you give them to your client. Now, your client doesn't need to succuss them every time, 40 times. I just get them to go shake, 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 or hit them on the hand, open it up, take your drops. Nice and easy. So that's more the difference. So if you like, if you want to put it into homeopathy terms, the mother tincture that we're doing is really your equivalent to a 2X, but much stronger, because it's more concentrated. And then when you dilute it and succuss it for your client, it's almost the next one down to the equivalent of a 3X, but not a 3X, if that makes sense.
So it's still very much crude. So
let's go over that again.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm already thinking that. So that's more the crude substance, obviously. So you said you buy the 25 ml concentrate.
These are 15 ml concentrate.
15 ml concentrate. Okay.
If you're getting through them through the UK distributor, they'll be a 30 ml.
Okay.
Because she does it in a 30 ml. But for New Zealand and Australia and the US and Hong Kong and Singapore, they get the 50 ml concentrates. Unless you've got a really busy clinic, in which case you can upgrade and go to a 500 ml, but not everyone can do that, including me.
Amazing. And so, and then that you add that 5 ml concentrate to 10 ml of base. And what would you use for a base?
Well, you can make your own. In the course, we give you a number of different options that you can. If we have two main bases that we use, one is a combination of glycerine, alcohol, and water, and the other one is glycerine, apple cider vinegar, and pure water. A lot of homeopaths will use their own, so they might do 50, you know, half alcohol, half pure water. It's whatever works well for your clinic. For those of you in Australia, even though the bases are advertised on our website, I would prefer to give you the recipe to make your own base. And that's simply because it actually costs more to send it to you than I charge you for. And that to me is illogical. Yes, I'll never make a million. So my husband keeps telling me. But to me, I want practitioners to get results. And if you're not getting results, I want to help you get results. That is more what we're doing. When we're combining the herbal tinctures and then using the homeopathic principles, it's a synergy effect. So it gives you 2 + 2 = 5. Mm. And that extra 1% in a lot of cases can be the practitioner's own energy. I'm very big, and this is just me, you don't have to do it. If I'm in a bad mood or I've had an argument with my husband or something, my patients are used to this. I go, I'll forward out your formula tomorrow for free. I don't like making it if I'm in a bad mood or just going off colour, because I go, it's energetic medicine. If I'm not in the right zone, I'm going to give you bad medicine. No, rather not.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you can use this really well alongside homeopathics. Hey, like why? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And any, has it got any contraindications?
There is on the individual herbs if you were using them at a therapeutic dose, but because we're using them at minute doses and with the principles of homeopathy behind it, we have a bigger range of safety. Common sense, or due diligence, as it's now called, is required. If you've got someone on blood thinners or anything, then you need to monitor the person a little. I usually get them to give me a call on day 3 or send me a text saying, hi, I'm fine, or if they're on warfarin, I will ask for a copy of their blood tests. So I can just monitor that first week or two and make sure nothing untoward is happening. You know, that's good practice. In reality, I think, you know, as I said, I've been using Pink Botanicals since 1996. I've only had over that time in my own clinic, I would perhaps had two occasions where I've gone, ouch, did I go in too high for that person? Or someone's rung me up and said, you know, I'm just not feeling great. And I go, look, just stop them. Let's see how you feel in 48 hours. It could be just a tummy bug going through. Or I'll often restart them at a lower dose. So normally I work between 3 and 5 drops 3 times a day. But if I've got someone on really heavy medication, I'll start off at 1 drop 3 times a day. And if they can handle that, I'll slowly bring them up to 3. The only time I wouldn't use Pink Botanicals is if I had a client who had an organ transplant. I would not be messing around with the immune system on that person. I have and do feel that it's safe enough. Well, let's face it, there's enough evidence on any of the herbals for transplant patients. So it is walking a little bit into no man's land. But my experience has been with a couple of friends who have had organ transplants has been, as long as I keep it low and not use it long term, but just support the organ intermittently, I'm fine. But again, I'm not working on their immune system. I'm not going there. They're being depressed for a reason. I'm not going to try and push them to the edge. Because if you waited that long for a transplant, I really don't want to endanger you in any way, shape, or form. Where they come into their own is if you've got little babies or you're working with a child, you know, a prem baby, you can put a formula. Now, you're not going to be able to get drops down their mouth because they've got tubes everywhere. But you can make a concentrate up and add it to an oil and the parents can put it over the skulls, the pulse point, and the soles of the feet. Oh, it's really good. That works quite well. And it's something that mum or dad can do that makes them feel like they're contributing to the wellness.
Wow. Can we just stop there for a second? Because that is really incredible. You know, often we have people who are in, you know, on tubes, things like that, and premature babies. And I have had these parents come and say to me, how do I get the homeopathics in the child? And I often will say to just put it on the pulse points. But what a cool idea that you can put the homeopathics in like an oil, say like an almond oil or something that you can use as like a massage, or probably just in a little, like could you put in a spray bottle and spray it over them, or is the pulse points best, or doesn't really make a difference?
You know, if you're going to use it as a spray, you have to think of how much alcohol is in there because they're in a confined area of that. I like more the massage. It's nice, easy. It's connection for the parents and or if it's an adult who's really sick, it's, you know, massaging their feet or their hands, their wrists. It's just a nice way to just give them comfort and you being able to connect with them. I will say we came out with this idea the first time, a colleague and I, because she had a family member who was had a little baby in a humic cream. And it was, how do I get the Pink Botanicals? So we brainstormed a little and came up with this way that should work. And being a mix and match system, you can choose what you need to cover. So, you know, you can cover stress, you know, and if a baby is in a humic cream, I not only do a formula for the baby, I like to do a formula for the parents as well. That's just me.
And if there's any siblings at home as well, hey, I think that sometimes tricky when the siblings at home. And even the animals, like often if it's the first, like, you know, that first, that dog that they have has been their first child and then they actually have their first child and the dog can feel really left out. Because I'm assuming you can use it on animals as well.
Thank you for bringing it up. Yes, you can. It's not, depending on the laws of your country, you may need to do it carefully. I've used them on my cats and my dogs over the years, and my vet has kind of got used to the fact that I go, I'm up here for a second opinion. This is what I've done herbally. And he goes, okay. Yeah, you can keep them well. When my Samoyed was dying of cancer, we kept her very happy in the time that she had till we just said, okay, quality of life is not good now. It's time for her to go down. with my cat who had kidney problems. We had her on HBs. She was on KNU. But I only gave them to her when she lost weight or her coat lost its sheen. And then I'd give her a short course. And she got diagnosed at 4 and I had to put her down at 12. And, you know, it was a good quality of life. And even though I thought I was a really bad naturopath, my vet gave me a lecture on what I had achieved. So can achieve a lot. But if you're dealing with your client's animals, I do suggest that you do a disclaimer saying that you're not a pet practitioner. And that's how I get around it here in New Zealand in my clinic, because often people come to me and go, you treat my family, the dog is part of my family, it's in pain, what can you do? And so you can also, I've treated a parrot as well. So you can have fun with it. Some people use it as who are animal practitioners and have done the nurse training or naturopathic vet training are using the range and getting amazing results. But yeah, it's one that you need to cover yourself with your indemnity insurance and just make sure you're being covered safely. But no, Brian always said, when botanicals were tested on humans, safe animals. I totally agree. Hung botanicals were, when the formulas were put together, they were sent out to practitioners around New Zealand and Australia to give feedback. So we had tested them on humans and then different people started using them on animals.
Well, I just had to pop in there that you mentioned you gave the cat K and U. So K is your kidney formula. Yeah. It says soothing and protective throughout the whole genitourinary system. It's got Creteva in it, corn silk, shepherd's purse, couch, and butchu. And U is your urine and edema formula. Oh, that's a good one. Can you use it in pregnancy? Because I often have clients with issues with edema and swelling during pregnancy.
Yes, definitely. You can use it all the way through.
That's awesome. So that U formula has got marshmallow, juniper, Creteva, corn silk, yarrow, and butchu in it as well. Okay, great.
So it's a little bit of overlap, but it's really good. I have problems with swelling when I'm flying. You know, I'm from the last K and U, very much my traveling companion when I'm doing international flights. It's a good one to use if you have a family history of kidney problems. It's some nice prophylactic to use intermittently.
So is this something you could like maybe add it to your water bottle and shake it and drink it throughout the day?
Definitely. You know, it's the dosage range for adults is between 3 and 10 drops 3 times a day. As I've mentioned, I don't normally go over 5. How I choose the drop dosage is looking at the person's vitality. Now, that's the one thing we're not taught in college. So it's something you learn as you go along. But if I think a person has low vitality, I'll start them lower and slowly bring them up. So they might start at 1 drop 3 times a day. But the Y, which is a candida formula that deals with candida and fungus, if I've got a cancer patient, I might start off at 1 drop daily and slowly bring them up. But someone with systemic candida, 1 drop daily still could be too rough for them, was too much of a dial, and I'll start them at 1 drop weekly, or I'll blend another formula in with the Y to help them get through the process.
Oh, that's really cool, because candida can be so messy. I mean, candida, parasites, and heavy metals, like you try and detox those and things get a little bit messy. So that's nice that you have that option to just start off with a 1 drop and get their body, because that 1 drop is still going to make a difference and still going to help strengthen the system without causing too much havoc. So that's a great idea.
You know, we hang botanicals in homeopathy, from my point of view, works brilliantly on Schultz's law, the least amount required to cause a reaction in the body. And that's what we're trying to do.
So can you use it, because it's crude doses, can you use it long term?
Definitely. I actually had a head injury a number of years ago and I lived on my home botanicals over 3 years because I had myself to add up right sentences again. I had done major damage to my brain. And so I still use it intermittently. I've had one lady who refused to give up her formulas, and she was on them for 15 years before she went into care. And she said, they won't let me do it anymore. And I said, that's okay, sweetie. I think we're well and truly covered you. I've been trying to wean you off for years, but you just wouldn't. Because she always felt good on them, so why stop them if you feel good at them? If you're keeping them in your handbag or the glove box in the car, normally about 12 months, and really I'd dump my little bottle. I have used them, some that are 2 years old, because they've been in an old travelling bag, and I got, oh, okay, I must need you now, succussed again and taken them. The concentrates, we have a 5 years expiry date on your concentrates, but the longest I've known them to last for was one of my old tutors who was a homeopath and a naturopath, and she had bought one of Brian's original clinics. But she had 1 litre bottles of concentrates all over it. They lasted 20 years before she rang me up and said, I think I need to get a couple more little bottles.
Wow. Well, I have heard that from herbs, that actually you can use them way past the expiry date. But I do think that these days we are a little bit more cautious with things. Like, you know, I was making some sauerkraut the other day and I was like, oh, I wonder, it's really hot out. I wonder if, you know, it's going to be too long. But there's so many of these things that we've kind of lost the knowledge of how to, you know, how far we can push things because we have fridges and, you know, we don't need to really be so careful. So, yeah, a lot of those herbs, I think if you just kind of, oh, yeah, homeopathy as well. This, exactly.
It's forever.
Exactly.
We had had a case where a practitioner was affected by bushfires close to her premises. So it was well above the 30 degrees, probably closer to 600. It lapped the edge of the property and then And there was big discussions on whether she should dump her range. And I made her do a visual and a smell test. And she bring me back and said, no, they smell good. And I said, okay, I want you to re-succuss them all. And I said, but you'll probably find in, you know, 12 months or so, you might have to upgrade because with that type of heat, they're not going to last as long. And about 4 months later, she said, a few of them are feeling tired. I think I'll replace these. And she slowly replaced them. So that kind of indicates that they're really robust. You know, if you're not sure, opening the bottle, do a smell. Know how your herbs smell, home botanical smell. Do a visual. If it's growing mold, it's definitely time to dump it. But, yeah, if they've been sitting in storage for a couple of months, give them a little succussion and say, hi, babe, you're back in town. I'm back working. Do your magic.
Oh. So how would you say they work, Bernie? This might be a tricky question, but I'm going to guess it's somewhere in between, like, herbs and homeopathics in the middle somewhere. Like, do you know how they work? Are there any studies on them?
No, there hasn't been studies, well, no orthodox studies. We feel that, you know, we're using the same principles as homeopathy. We're using assimilation, so we're getting the nutrients into the cells. And because the herbs have minute amounts of nutrients, you know, it's more maintenance. We're doing the drainage thing, which taking toxins out of the body, same as homeopathy. The formulas are designed to help stimulate or balance, and then the restorative nature where we come in and as well as our formulas, and we're at looking at diet, lifestyle, stress levels, all that. I promise you the day I win a major, major Powerball, I've already worked out which university I want to do the testing at.
Oh.
I will be going down to Otago with my rank saying, guys, I need this tested, and I'll pay them the money. But unfortunately, the big contest isn't allowed for that. But empirically, we know that they work and everyone's getting brilliant results. They've been around for over 40 years now, and I had a text off an Australian practitioner the other day. Can I read it to you?
Yes, please.
This lady is up in Gympie, and I won't say her name, but she said, it goes, good morning, Bernadette. Just want to say how amazing I think the home botanicals are. I've been using them on myself, family, and my patients since their inception, and the efficiency and expediency of their intervention consistently evokes wonder and gratitude. Thank you.
Oh,
how wonderful. This, you know, you tend to hear from your people if not getting results, but it's really lovely to hear when they're achieving and getting results. And that lady has been using them for over 30 years that I've been involved with and I've known of. So, yeah.
It's amazing. When I was in New Zealand, I started studying in 2010. And so I'd always known about homeobotanicals. I never really knew what they were. I kind of had some sort of rough idea. And so it was just so cool to then get to hang out with you at the conference and get to learn a bit more about them. And more importantly, actually experience the Revive and Thrive for myself. Because I think with so many of their things, the proof is really in the pudding. And when I actually got to try it, and I was in, you know, a pretty bad state with not having slept, I had to be up at 3 a.m. to catch the plane to get there. So I was exhausted and then didn't have good sleep. And, you know, 2-day conference. And so the Revive and Thrive really had a working out, and it really worked. And you gave it to so many of the practitioners there at the conference, and so many of them liked it. Sarah Valentini, that I was room sharing with, she said she really found it helpful as well. So the proof is really in the pudding.
For all our listeners, for those who would like to try making it themselves, because you don't have to buy it, the recipe is there, 1 ml of each for it. So it's 5 mls to a 20 ml of the base. It's number one, which is Cerebra, number 7, which is Dynama, number 13, which is known as Spectra. Years and years ago, it was known as Rainbow Drops. And then we've got RGH and TNH, and they're out of the New Zealand native. So it's TNH is physical well-being, essence of life, and Ronga Heart is for general well-being. So it's energy and well-being on all levels.
That is cool, because I have got your chart up here and I was like, there's nothing here that says Revive and Thrive. Like, well, I'm confused. Where did Bernie get this one? But now I see you've got an ingredients here, the numbers, and then you can refer to the chart. This is so fun. So you can just go and make your own blends of whatever you feel your client needs.
This was put together after lockdown in Auckland, where we had 104 days of not being able to do anything. And I had to shut down my website and everything. So we came into the office and we're looking at each other, my team, and going, we're not really here. We can't concentrate. We're exhausted. We're burnt out. And so we thought, we got our portable kits and went, what about if we put this one and this one? So it was a joint effort. Sue Dobbsworth, who's my naturopath on my team, she said, well, how about this? And she said, and how about Revive and Thrive? So it is my go-to. If students are struggling, I'll give it to them. Oh. If I'm at conference, then let's face it, different foods, different energies. It's a nice one. If you don't want it, absolutely fine, but it's there if you do. I was rather amazed at the homeopathic conference. Different ones came up and said, I noticed it working within 20 minutes, and I thought, wow, you must be sensitive. But then I sip on it all day long. Perhaps I don't see that immediate effect anymore.
The other thing is your cream activator range. And I think that's so good, especially for, you know, we treat so many children with eczema in our clinic. And, you know, the homeopathics are great, but sometimes you just want something topically to just soothe that skin. So that's great. You've got the Arnica cream activator, the Comfrey chickweed cream activator. That would be for like healing and Capsa cream activator. I don't know that. Oh, it's got capsicum in it.
That one I would be careful with. It's canine and Arnica. It was originally put together for shingle pain. It is really good if you've got young sons who are doing parkour and hurting themselves. But I always share the story of one family member who, after coming back, did from training, hot shower, and then put the cream on it. And that was not a good idea. It went straight into the bloodstream and he was rather sore. I recommended, he didn't ring me for 4 hours afterwards, so I recommended that he got drunk and on rum and just neutralized himself.
One way to do it. But you say he's put
it's a uni student. What do you expect?
So you say like joints and rheumatic type pains and things like that?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
You can use it. But remember, any of your concentrates in your A to Z range, you can also add the concentrates into your creams and make your own ones up as well.
Okay.
And I did that for many years when I first started because, hey, I was only in a small clinic and money was tight, so I couldn't have everything I wanted. So I learned to work with my normal concentrates to work the funds.
Amazing.
And if you're after one of the eczema, I often combine 17 and 0 for my babies, both internally as drops, and but you can use that same one as a put into the concentrate into a cream.
Okay. So 17, just for our listeners, that is elixir used locally and internally for treatment of skin lesions, both chronic and acute. And it's got pennywort, grapeseed, marigold, cayenne, yellow cedar. And you said also, what was the other one?
Is for eyes, but it's very, very soothing, anti-inflammatory.
Okay. So Eye Bright and Bilberry, Golden Seal, Ginkgo. Oh, interesting. Okay.
So, you know, if you haven't got the cream activator range and you want to make a cream up for your client, you can do it. And it's on average, it's a 10% blend. So if you've got a 50 ml jar, it's 5 ml of concentrate to 45 ml cream or gel. But it's kind of like grandma's old recipe. Every batch of cream tends to react differently. Sorry, guys, but that's the reality of the situation. So what I do is, the concentrates in a little medicine bottle and slowly tip them in. Some creams will allow you to do all mils and then they're starting to break up. You might want to add more cream in to help. Others are doing fine and you can add some more essential oils or whatever else you want into the cream. It's kind of a bit like grandma's old recipe. It's pretty there, but everyone, you know, can be slightly different. So,
great with the essential oils as well. I didn't actually think about that. But yeah, because with homeopathics, we tend not to, you know, use the two together, although, you know, anecdotally, a lot of us do and it still works. But that's great. You can make up a beautiful cream with some essential oils and the homeobotanicals. That would be so nice.
There's no end of them. And remember, everyone's going to come in from a slightly different angle when they're seeing a client. So what I would put together for a particular issue, you're going to have something totally different. Neither one of us are wrong. We're working with what we've got in front of us.
I quickly want to run through your list here because you've got some great formulas. So we've got A for allergy. It's like the alphabet. We should actually teach this to our babies. A for allergy, B for blood and lymph, colds and catarrh, digestion formula, emotional stress, female formula, a female formula two. So you've got F and F plus, gastrointestinal, heart and circulation, immune and infection, joints, kidney formula, liver formula, migraine formula. Oh my gosh, that's a great one. Neuralgia and neuralgia two, ocular, pancreas, quiet, sleep, respiratory, skin formula, tiredness, urine and edema, varicose veins, worms. Oh, that's another good one. Spectrin, coughing, yeast infection, zest, energy. And then you've got formulas here from 1 through till 23, which I won't read all of them, but there's some really interesting stuff here as well. Holy moly.
There is no number 20, just to clear if anyone goes onto the site and downloads the chart. That's my dream time. That's the promise of things to come. New formulas like the Revive and Thrive come out because of that.
Wow.
Yes, I'm a little bit weird.
No, I love it. I didn't even pick that up until you've said that now. Then you've got this New Zealand native herbs range as well. So Tane Kaha, Koromiku, Horopitu, Rata. Just want to see if I can still say some Māori words after seven years away now. Kauri as well. Amazing. Wow.
I'm very lucky.
I love Ko-Fi.
Yeah, I'm very lucky with the New Zealand natives that I get a lot of them through Andrea Chadwick, who runs Self Heal in New Zealand, and she is very knowledgeable on New Zealand natives. So I'm constantly learning from her when she shares.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really good. Now, Bernadette, people can learn how to use this range through your courses as well. And to just tell our listeners also around the world where they can get hold of your courses. Is it all online? Is it done in person? How can they learn how to incorporate this more into their clinics?
This year, we're moving over to a self-paced online course. Up to now, I was doing all my onlines in person, and people from practitioners from the US and Australia, depended on what time zone you're on, how hard it was for you to make it or just get the recording. So we're moving to a self-paced one that you can work at your own pace, with you connecting with me once a month at least through a Facebook. But if anyone is using the range or interested and has questions, if they email me, I will certainly make a time that we can get together and go over things for you. To do a live person class with looking at April for Auckland. I don't think I'll be doing one in Australia this year. It'll probably be next year because I'm going over to the UK to speak at the Home Botanical Conference in July there. But learn, you can go on site, practitioners can go on site, and students. You need to register as a practitioner. Students, your college, what year you're in on the form for me. They're not automatically activated simply because I want to check that you are for real and not a member of the general public. This is a practitioner only range. I really try to keep it that way. If you're in the UK, Deborah Kerslake is our UK trainer. In the US, Singapore, Hong Kong, they've got the option of either learning through me or learning through Deborah. Self-Heal also does a course that covers New Zealand natives and home botanicals. And that is set up slightly different from mine, so you would need to contact them as well. But no, it's a brilliant way to learn. We have on our website a free introductory one, which you have access after if you've been gets access to the site. To use the range, you do not have to have done the course. As long as you're a qualified practitioner, you will have access to the range. It's usually second or third year students. If you're a first year, and unless you're a midwife or something, in which case you've got access to it, but you don't need to buy the whole range. If you go through your clinic and say, I'm practicing fertility, I might only want fertility ones. Absolutely fine. You can, that's all you need. So it's, we've tried to make it as workable for you in clinic as possible.
Your website is beautiful. So homeobotanical.com, and then there's a pop-up box on the front screen that says free webinar, everything you need to get started with homeobotanicals. And then you can purchase the mini homeobotanicals kit, or you can do the certificate in the self-paced online course. There's some gift sample packs, Recharge and Renew, you've got there as well.
Yes, and you can also buy the book if you so desire.
I have to say that book is really, really good. I'm so glad I got that with the little 5 mils. That book is really beautifully laid out and it's really, really good.
It was 4 years worth.
Yeah,
you can see. I was recovering from a head injury at the time. And so Corinne Humphreys, who is Nutritional Medicine New Zealand, she was helping me with research, and she would read what I'd typed and she'd go, great, but wrong, you know, need a different sentence structure to be level 7. And in the end, I said, let's come all for it. Not working into this. So it's been a joint effort, but very much, you know, one that I'm very proud of.
You should be. And I am a huge fan of a well laid out book. Just my brain works better when things are nicely laid out. It's just easier to assimilate the information. And it's really beautiful. It's a meaty book. It's nice and chunky. Bernie, I am really excited to get my A into G and actually start using these in my clinic. I don't know. I just had a bit of a mental block. I was like, I'll just wait to chat with Bernie and then I'll get started. So that little box is just sitting there in my clinic. I had a really good look through the entire book. I had it in my carry-on luggage on the plane on my flight back, and I actually read through the entire book, like just flicked through the entire book on the flight back. So yeah, it's really, really good. So thank you for the inspiration. It's exactly what I needed, and I hope our listeners from around the world get in touch with you, because it's always nice to get extra resources, extra little things that we can do. And sometimes we just, you know, can't shift the case, and then we just need a little bit of an extra nudge, and this sounds like a really great adjunct to homeopathy.
Thank you for your time. If anyone would like extra information, the chart, or I can help you on your journey, please don't hesitate to contact.
Beautiful. I saw your email's info@homeobotanicals.com. So people can hop on the website and flick you an email. And yeah, thank you so much for sharing this with us. I appreciate it. And I hope I catch you at the next conference.
Definitely.
Chat soon.
Bye.
Bye.